Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 677. The topic is trainer education, and the title is Help Less to Help More. Now, what in the world am I talking about? So this is actually a good lesson for everyone, including personal trainers, but actually everyone who would listen to this podcast. Every single human being, regardless of your profession, regardless of what you do for a living, anything about you, every human being on the planet would benefit from the lesson I'm about to give. Now, I was one of the people who would have been resistant to this lesson and thought that I didn't need it myself. As I've learned over the years that I was absolutely the right person for this lesson, and so is every personal trainer. If you are in a service business, this is the good lesson for you. And also, if you want to be your best for your family, for your significant other, for your friends, for those you care and those you love about, this lesson is for you. Now, what do I mean by help less to help more? In the years that I've owned Brutal Iron Gym, it's been 9.5 years, and what I got into owning the gym for, what I got into being a personal trainer for, which I've been a personal trainer for 18 years, and I've helped over 2,000 clients. I used to teach at the university level, helped over 500 students. I've helped a lot of people. And that is what I got into this industry for. That's what I got into this profession for, which I don't even really think of it as a profession as much as I just love to do this, and this is what I do even if I wasn't getting paid, kind of thing. So I got into this to help people. I knew the difference, the significance of the difference, that taking care of my physical self helped my mental, emotional self in all other areas of my life. I knew firsthand that getting control of and going through the process of besting my physical health was also going to make me my best in other areas. I knew that, I felt it, so I wanted to share that with other people. That led to me trying to help everyone. I became overextended and ended up helping people less than I really was capable of. It led to some degree of burnout, and it led to me never really making the impact that I'd always wanted to make. I was actually unable to give to others what I had initially sent out to, like, started out to give. I couldn't give it because I wasn't giving enough of myself to each individual person that I couldn't actually share them, like, guide them through that journey. Because I was trying to help so many people, I didn't really help anyone. At least not to the degree that I'd wanted. What I've learned recently in business is the less people I try to help, the more I can help the people I actually do try. So I've actually cut my clients. Like, when I first opened the gym, I was training 50 hours of in-person training a week. That also included, like, I had to, on top of the 50 hours of in-person a week, that's standing face-to-face with people, talking, answering questions, taking them through workouts, 50 hours in a week. I also had to write all of their nutrition plans, all of their training plans. I had to clean the gym. I had to do maintenance on the equipment. I had to do the searching of new equipment. I had to do advertising. I had to do everything that would possibly entail into making this business work. I do not know the hours it took. It just took an insane amount. I would easily say that I would have spent 14 dedicated hours a day to the gym. And that would be probably an underestimation, because I would spend nights where I'd only get 4 hours of sleep, and I'd sleep on the floor in my office in the gym because there's no point in driving home, because I would have just lost time and sleep on the way home. So that was just, 80 plus hours a week. Easy. I was destroyed in the sense of trying to live my best life, and I wasn't able to then give my best to other people. What everybody got of me was the fumes that were left among an 80 plus hour a week work week. I got to say that I helped a lot of people. At one point in time, I had 60 clients. Good Lord, that is way too many. Anybody who says they have more than that, I would be surprised if you feel like you could do an in-depth, good, detailed job with those people. So that was 60 people that I was in charge of writing their training and their nutrition, and the majority of which I actually trained them in person as well. So I had a first-hand experience. I knew their names. I talked to them, texted them directly. There was no mass connections or anything. It was literally, I looked at every single thing that individual did, and I did it for 60 people. Way too much. What I also found was it was a struggle to make enough money, because since my abilities to serve each person were so spread out, I wasn't able to give a depth of a service that allowed me to charge a lot. Since I couldn't give good depth, I couldn't charge a lot, therefore I needed more and more people to make the money I needed to keep the business alive, to keep food on my table, you know, to keep taking care of the needs and necessities of my life. So as I tried to help more people, I was actually helping them less, I was making less, and I had a lower standard of life. Doesn't sound like that's anything that any of us want. We don't want that. We don't want to feel overextended. We don't want to feel like we're not doing our best. We don't want to be completely aware of the fact that people know they're not getting our best or not getting what they wanted. So we're disappointing people and we're disappointing ourselves. So when we try to help everyone, we actually help no one. I've had to learn that in order for me to help more, I have to help less. I have to be more mindful of the depth of attention and effort that I give, and understand that as I accept one more person, I have to give less depth to each and every person overall. Now, this can look at it as clients, but clients aren't the only people in my life. I have a significant other in my life. I have parents. I have family members. I have friends. Then on top of them, I have clients. So we already have demands of close relationships. Then you're going to add the demands of client-based relationships. Very quickly, you can become overextended. This happens to almost every trainer I talk to. We've been fortunate to do a lot of trainer consultations. We do ghost programming services where we write the programs for trainers for their clients. If they're not sure how to train that client, we offer that service where their client never knows we're even involved, but we educate the trainer on how to handle that condition or that situation, and then they know for the future. And I also do consultations with other gyms. So if other gyms have trainers on staff who don't quite have the knowledge that they need to address an advanced client, I'll actually do the client work for them. I'll write the information, I'll write the training, the nutrition, everything, the whole program, and then that gym will have a trainer implement my program. So we have a ton of ways that we've reached out and helped trainers. And so I am well aware of, like, even when I did teaching at the university, I had over 500 students. Part of that was a trainer development program. I've had dozens of interns at the gym. So I've helped, I don't even know how many, like dozens and dozens and dozens of people who are personal trainers. They're probably hundreds. So I'm aware of the conditions and issues that all of us face. And trying to help everyone is pretty much a universal kind of goal of every trainer I talk to. And that's why I feel like this lesson is so important. Is the more you try to help everyone, you're actually helping each individual less. And we need to be aware of that. We need to understand that there does become an end point to how good of a job we can do. There eventually is a spot where the more you help, the less helpful it is. I reached that spot, and I've been actually working my way back since. I've been paring down, kind of like tapering down the people that I work with, the amount of people I work with. However, each individual now is getting more and more attention, and I'm actually implementing still to this day, like right now, as of this podcast, I still have plans to implement more strategies to give them even more attention this upcoming weekend. So my clients that I do have are going to get more and more of me. they're going to get more and more support. They're going to get more and more information, more guidance, more education. They are going to get a better service. Now, that does coincide with the fact that I have to charge more than I typically have, because I'm having my financial potential spread out over less people. And my way of being able to charge more, because I need to since I have less people, is that I'm going to be giving more. Then, what my goal is, through the free services, such as this podcast, although it's not free for me, and I do appreciate the people who financially support the podcast, the patrons of the podcast, who financially give to the podcast. This podcast would be an incredible burden if it wasn't for your assistance. So thank you very much to everyone who participates in financial donations to the podcast. It absolutely would not happen without you, and so I am so sincerely appreciative for the donations. Thank you very, very, very much. But through this podcast, through free information on Instagram, which then correlates, like it sends the information to Facebook and Twitter and stuff, through that information, I'm trying to help the masses. So I actually dedicate 2 hours a day for free to everyone. It's also a form of advertisement, so I can't say like I'm not benefiting from that. Like, plus I get the satisfaction of being able to share information, so that's personally gratifying as well. So I give 2 hours every day intentionally where I know I'm not going to make money. Then I take the other time of my workday and I try to give very in-depth, very good quality service to those people who trust in me for that service. And I charge what I need based on the depth of service and the quality of service that I'm giving. This has turned out to be a much better approach. I actually just got off of a phone call today where I did a virtual meeting with a client. And they thanked me for the way they were feeling supported and connected through this process, and that they appreciated the fact that they don't feel like they're alone. They appreciate the fact they get feedback and that they were very supported and enjoying this process. They even had a family member say to them that they've noticed a difference in this person, and they suggested that whatever they were doing, they continue. So that was pretty cool. So getting feedback like that has confirmed, and I've gotten other feedback as well, has confirmed to me that by helping less, I'm actually helping more. By helping less individual people, I can give more to each individual. However, by still providing help in the podcast, by still providing help through social media, I'm still able to help a lot of people. So our podcast gets 1,000 downloads a week. Instagram and stuff like that, I don't really have the data on that stuff. But it's getting, like, we have 1,000 some followers. I'm sure not everybody checks in, but I would assume every post is reaching, say, 50 to 100 people. So in to me, being able to get 4,000 downloads a month, being able to help, you know, 50 to 100 people every time I post something on social media, that's an amazing gift. It's an amazing blessing into my life that I have the potential to help that many other lives. So that's what I'm trying to do, is create this kind of like layers of help. I have people who get very in-depth help, which does cost a lot because I need to charge that much. Then you have medium help in our monthly programming, people who get great workouts, but it's only $50 a month, but the workouts are brand new. There's educational concepts. There's personalization aspects to it. It's freaking amazing, wonderful programming, and it'll make you smarter by following this program. You can eventually learn to improve your own programming and write your own programming. This is an educational process at just $50 a month. And then there's the free service of the podcast and the social media. So layering my help and making sure the people who pay most get the most has made a big difference for me. I recognize that instead of trying to help everyone and barely helping anyone, by me helping less, I'm actually able to help more. There's a sign over my computer in my office that I tell all my trainers that I work with, and everybody I do consultations with, that this was a hard lesson I had to learn, but it's a good lesson, is under-promise, over-deliver. Be a surprise, not a letdown. Don't say you can help everyone when you're overextended, worn out, burned out. You won't be able to help them to the degree of which you know is best. Therefore, you won't be able to help them to your best. You'll know that. They'll know that. And it isn't fulfilling what you got into this industry, what you got into this job, why you promised to be with a significant other. It isn't fulfilling the role you should play with your family and your friends. It isn't fulfilling what is to be done. It's just filling a gap, but it's not fulfilling the gap. So, don't try to help everyone, and in turn, be very mediocre in the degrees of which you're actually able to make a difference and help. Help less so you can help more. Be your best in how you help. Not just try to reach a bunch of people with a mediocre degree of what you're really capable of. So, if you're a personal trainer, if you're a significant other to somebody, if you're a family member, a friend, if you want to give your best to the people who mean the most to you, stop trying to help everyone. There's enough of everyone's to go around. Focus on what's within your wheelhouse of giving your best and let everybody else help everybody else. I know that sounds maybe dismissive, but I know myself. I am not the only good trainer in the world. I know great trainers because they're my clients. So I know great, great, great trainers that are fully capable of helping people the best that I could too. And I want to recognize that if I give my best to a few, the trainer that I know is a good person, good knowledge, good quality of effort, good care, good heart, they're going to give their best to who they have. The next trainer will do the next, the next trainer will do the next, the next trainer will do the next. I can't help 9 billion people on the planet, but I can help who I am helping best. And that's what I want for you too. So, if you're a personal trainer, if you need any support in any way towards programming, towards figuring out how to address clients' needs, towards structuring your business, always, always, always reach out to us. We're always happy to help. Our website is www.brutalirongym.com. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. We thank you for listening. We thank everybody for their support. If you'd like any kind of online client services, the information is on our website. If you'd like the monthly programming, that information is on our website. We're here to help. We want to help you. So we're available and we're happy to help. Just let us know what you need. Again, our website is www.brutalirongym.com. Okay? If you like the podcast, if you think it's helpful, if you think it could be a blessing into other people's lives, please share it. You can share it on social media, email, text message, conversation, however you want. But the more we share good quality information into other people's lives, the healthier and happier they can live. Also, if you do like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd always love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. And you can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.